Vayezor Yerushalmi, corresponds to Vayezor Bavli, Daf Samach Dalad. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, 8 lines down, with the words Rabbi Yirmiyah Boi. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boi, Schoi Le Shaber Chavio Shayai Nefech. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question, if the Gentile hired the Jew to break barrels of Yai Nefech, are the wages permitted because he's destroying Yai Nefech? Afilu Kein Schoi Asa, the answer is no, even in that case the wages are prohibited. Asi Amar Demei Yai Nefech Biad Nachui Asa. As he said, if a Gentile sold Yai Nefech, the money is prohibited, as it took on the status of an actual idol. If a Gentile sold an idol, Rabbi Yonasan said the money is permitted, because the pasuk that prohibits it in Dvarim Perek Zayin, pasuk Chavav, refers specifically to Jews. But if a Goy sold it, it would be fine. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's prohibited, like the idol itself. We have each of the opinions here have a b'risa to support them. Masnisa Messiah le Rabbi Yochanan, so here's a b'risa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Nochi shahaya chayav mois li yisrael liyomele hamten ad she'emko yai nesech ad she'emko avalizor ve'tein loch. The b'risa says if a Gentile owed money to a Jew, he can't tell the Jew, wait until I sell some yai nesech and I'll be able to repay you back with the proceeds, or wait until I'll sell an idol and I'll pay you. And this is a question against Rabbi Yonasan. Many of the Mephoshim say here that we exchange the text here with the text later on. And the Gemara says, Mipnei Maas Ayin, the Gemara would answer for Rabbi Yonasan, the prohibition is only because of Maas Ayin that it appears that he sent the Gentile as his messenger to sell his idol. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Yonasan, Nochri Shahaya Chayev Mois Lisol, Hareza Moicha Yai Nesech, Venoisin Loi, Avarizor, Venoisin Loi. The Bryce supports Rabbi Yonasan says, if a Gentile owed money to a Jew, he may sell Yai Nesech and use the money to pay the Jew, or he may sell an idol and use it to pay a Jew, and this will therefore be a question against Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara answers there, again, we're changing the gisa from as we did before. We're switching it around. Ani oimer shema hichlif. The Gemara answers on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan, since the Gentile might have switched the money for permitted money, we can be lenient.